It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stofgren with the Manti LaSalle National Forest. And, you know, there are a lot of people in our area that still use it, that love to use it, and there's just something to be said about a crackling fire. And if you are interested in getting firewood permits, they are now available at the office here in Price, and I would assume in Farron. We'll get all of that from her. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about firewood permits, and you know, I know they exist, but how do fire permits work? How do firewood permits work?
So each of our offices, to include our supervisor office here in Price, are authorized to sell wood permits, and these permits are required for you when you want to go onto the forest and gather wood, and they are good for the minimum is a 4-cord purchase at $5 a cord, so it's $20 for these 4 cords, and 1 cord is approximately 2,662 pounds of wood, or roughly a full bed on a truck if you filled that up with wood.
So, and you've got to have these, and these are good for the Manti LaSalle Forest only, right? You can't
correct.
Go to another forest that's close by, and if you do that, you've got to get their firewood permits, correct?
Yes. If you buy a permit here in Price for the Manti LaSalle, you can't go 2 hours over to Fish Lake National Forest and cut wood there. You would have to get a Fish Lake National Forest wood permit.
This also does not allow you to go on, say BLM land.
Correct.
And get firewood, or private property and
absolutely.
Get firewood.
Absolutely. And when you do purchase these wood permits, you receive a map that shows you the private land areas to stay out of and our timber sale areas, which are off limits for wood gathering. But other than that, it shows you pretty much everywhere you can go on the forest.
And the other thing about these too is they have got to be a pretty good moneymaker, especially like in this area for the forest, I would think. A lot of people probably go out and do it. I know people that go out just for the fun of it.
Right. I don't know numbers off the top of my head, but I do know this is definitely one of our more popular permits that go on throughout the year. And they are on sale through November 30th. What we do ask is, if you are interested in getting a wood permit, go now or next week. Don't wait until the Friday before the deadline when you want to go out and gather wood, and then our front desk folks are slammed, you're stuck waiting, there's frustrations. Heaven forbid the systems go down, because we all love technology. Plan ahead, grab it now, and just be set for the year.
And that was another question. If you get it now, that doesn't tie you into going within the next so many days. You've got until November, what was the date again?
November 30th of this year.
So if you get it now, you can use it anytime between now and the 30th of November.
Yep.
So you're not stuck in having to go and get a date. So there's nothing wrong with getting down there and getting it now. I'm assuming these are not available online. You can't do it online, correct?
Not online, but you can still call our offices, and the permit may be purchased via the phone. We'll take your payment information. We just ask that you allow 7 to 10 business days for us to mail the permit to you then, if you are not comfortable coming into our office.
Okay, so that is available as well. And for those that may not know, what is the address of the office there?
599 West Price River Drive.
It's right there. They're all kind of right there. There's the Forest Service office. The BLM office is there. There's some county offices back behind. It's all right there, tucked into that little corner, and you'll be able to find it and get these taken care of. So once again, firewood permits now available, right?
Yes.
And how much do they cost and all of that good stuff?
They are $5 a cord. And there is a 4-cord minimum purchase and a 10-cord maximum available per household. And our offices are open from 8 a.m. to 12 and 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
For walk-ins.
Perfect. So head on down there, get your firewood permit now. And then, yeah, I think the most important part is, you know, yes, they are for sale. Yes, you can go and get them. They're available. You can use them until November 30th. The most important part, though, is to know where you're at when you're cutting, I would think, is probably one of the biggest problems that you guys maybe run into. Is that?
Definitely. Probably the biggest issue we have is folks going into campgrounds and cutting those trees down And the issue with that is when you cut a tree, whether for a firewood permit or your Christmas tree permit, you're taking shade from that campground. And it's really evident when you go in and there's just this bare stump that there used to be a tree. So it's really important that you pay attention to the rules and the regulations, the areas where you can and cannot cut.
Well, and you wouldn't want to cut down a tree in a campground because it's still alive.
You would think that, but it happens.
So just be mindful where you're at.
Yep.
And I think, once again, that's the biggest thing, is make sure that you're in an area that you can be when you cut down your trees for your firewood. All right. Best thing to do, go find trees that are already knocked over. They're ready to go.
And be safe. And if you have any questions, you can always call the district office that you plan on cutting wood in, and they can answer all your questions there as well.
All right. Samantha, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We will be talking about Christmas tree permits very, very soon. So, you want to hang on to that one, because I know it's only October, but Christmas is right around the corner, believe it or not. Samantha, thank you so much once again.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.